Forgiving me.
奶奶的宽恕。
I was just getting ready for school when the phone rang. Dad called out to me that it was getting late, and then he went to get the car. Meanwhile, I rushed to answer the phone. Hello? Hello, Rainey? This is Grandmother. You do remember my voice, don't you? My goodness, Grandma. I'll get Dad. Grandma? No, it's okay. I just called up to tell you that I'll be visiting you people soon. I'm coming there on Tuesday morning. Inform your parents, okay? That is all. Take care, okay? Bye. The news was more than enough to send me into a foul mood. Once in the car, I told Dad about the phone call. He immediately questioned me on the details of the trip. I answered the best that I could, trying hard to control my growing irritation. The next few days passed uneventfully, as I stayed away from the preparations for Grandma's visit. On Tuesday evening, when I returned home from school, my first sight was her lounging on my favorite couch, the one on which I never allowed anyone to sit. Then and there, I abandoned any thought I may have innocently entertained that this time things would be different. A few more days passed by. I was just about ready to explore with the constant nagging and never-ending stream of advice when the final blow was struck. I was in my room that day. I had had a really tiring day at school, two tests. Suddenly, the door opened and Mom peeped in. Yes, Mom? Grandma is calling for you. Why? I was careful to avoid sounding obviously irritated. Just come out and ask her for yourself. I slowly got up from the bed with a gesture of exaggerated tiredness. She looked up from her Shulka books as she heard me walk in. She gave me one of her trademark smiles. Come, Rainey, sit down. It's okay, Grandma. I'm feeling pretty tired. I taught you all these Shulkas when you were young. Why don't you come, sit here, and chant them with me? I tried to reason with her. She knew I was an atheist, and still. Then, when I could no longer control myself, I exploded. I am not interested in your stupid puja pot and all this. Why don't you just leave me alone? I waited for the storm. It came that night after dinner. I got blasted by both Mom and Dad. I was made to apologize to Grandma. I felt so humiliated, and I knew my relationship with Grandma was beyond repair. I tried to avoid all three adults as much as possible over the next week. I wanted to plan a teen get-together to help me get over my depression. Then one day, I got my chance. There was a temple of the family deity about 25 kilometers from our house. On our last few visits, Grandma had talked about wanting to go there, but somehow the plan had never gotten off the ground. Until this time. Thankfully, in order to avoid another scene, no one asked me to go. So I set about making plans for a small party at my place while Dad, Mom, and Grandma would be away at the temple. The plans were made, and stuff for the party was hidden and already at the back of my bookshelf. The big day arrived. I was just coming out of my room to see if the elders were ready to leave when I heard Grandma complaining of a headache. I think we should postpone the visit, suggested Mom. Oh my God! Mom, how could you do this to me? I waited for Grandma's reply. No, it is not good to do that. So what if I can't go? You should still go. Yuck. She spoiled my best laid plans again. And before I could recover from that blow, she struck again. Wait a minute. Why don't you take Rainey? She will get bored at home the whole day. I turned to look at Dad and Mom, my mind ready with a thousand reasons why the idea was a stinking one. But when looking at the two of them, I knew I was defeated. Since the tourist car was already waiting at the door, I was required to dress up in a real hurry. After the byes and take cares, we were finally on our way. Sights I would normally have relished rolled by my window unnoticed. With the situation back at home being all that I could think of, Finally, after about 1 hour, we arrived at the temple. Almost as soon as we got down from the car, Dad started to tell Mom something. I moved closer to listen. Why don't you go inside with Rainey? I wanted to call up home to check on Mom. This seemed like an opportunity that I could make use of. Shall I come with you, Dad? Dad and Mom gave me a surprised look. I tried to build my confidence with the thought that the first rule of a good attack was to make it a surprise. Dad and Mom exchanged a look. Okay. Dad and I proceeded to the phone booth nearby. On getting there, Dad dialed the number while I waited impatiently by his side. Hello, Mom? Grandma had picked up the phone. I stood tensed by his side, trying to recognize any signs of anger. Surprisingly, there were none. Rainey? She is standing next to me. Mom, what? Okay. Dad held out the phone to me, saying, she wants to talk to you. To me? For a minute, I stood there, foolishly looking at the phone. It's okay, Rainey, Grandma said. It is okay? Another pause. They just arrived. I told them you had to go out urgently. They are all nice girls. Oh my God, I couldn't believe this. Before I could react, Dad took the phone from me. After speaking into it for a few more minutes, he put it down. Then we went to join Mom. For the rest of the day, I was totally dazed. That Monday at school, my friends surrounded me, and all they wanted to talk about was my grandma. You are very lucky to have a grandma. My grandma has passed away. I miss her so much. She was also like your grandma. So sweet. My grandma? Sweet? That night at home, I observed as Grandma went about her work. It was the same schedule that I had so often criticized, but it somehow seemed different. It occurred to me that I had never tried to appreciate the positive things in her. Never had I tried to understand anything from her point of view. As I looked at this woman who had held me as a baby, bathed me as a child, who had laughed when I wet her sorry, who had cried when I came home from school with a wound on my leg, I wondered what had changed. Her. It didn't quite seem so. Me? Yes, that was more likely. I found myself able to chant shulkas with her. I sang the songs she had taught me. She taught me a few more and told me stories with my head on her lap like a 5-year-old. Soon it was time for her to leave. She could only visit us twice more after that. Today she has gone to heaven.